Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 1st, 1804. Day 48 of the expedition. Camped at the lower point of the first island opposite present-day Leavenworth. There were many changes in the course of the rivers due to floods and erosion. Lewis and Clark often found islands missing that the French watermen said would be there, and unexpected islands appearing. The tributaries of the Missouri changed course as well, and the streams could be several miles from where traders last saw them. The names given to the islands and streams came from the French settlers and traders, and from the watermen. Captain Clark writes today,
"Last night one of the sentinels challenged either man or beast, which run off, all prepared for action. Set out early past Diamond Island. Passed a creek on the larboard side. As this creek has no name, I call it Biscuit Creek. Breakfast on the upper point of a sandy beach, the river still falling a little. A very warm day. I took some medicine last night, which worked me very much. The party all in health, except for boils. Captain Lewis took median altitude, and we delayed 3 hours, the day being excessively hot. Turkeys are plenty on the shore. Jewer informs that he saw pecan trees on the shore. Two willow islands on the starboard. The two willow islands have been made within the 3 years, and the main channel runs now on the larboard side of the large island, where there was no running water at low water. One of our French hands tells me that the French intended to settle here once and brought their cows and put them on the islands. Mr. Mackey says the first village of the Kansas was a little above the islands. No trace of anything of that kind remains to be seen. Captain William Clark, July 1, 1804.
The journal entry today is from Clark's field notes. These entries were usually written in short sentences and sometimes phrases. Captain Clark would write them into the main journal, correcting himself and expanding the details when he had time. The mention of the pecan trees is significant, as this is the farthest north that they grow on the Missouri River. It is a little confusing reading the journals and trying to place the islands in order. The big island mentioned is probably Leavenworth Island, and all of the small islands were at one time called Old Cluster of Islands, or Île des Parcs. The Missouri-Kansas state line was defined by the Missouri River, and always in confusion due to the extreme changes in the river's course. Mr. Mackey is mentioned again in the journal this day, which is supportive of the theory that Captain Clark had a book or map produced by Mr. Mackey. Tomorrow, Joe Field's Snake Prairie.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Captain Lewis, read by Russ Palmer. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's complete edition of the journals. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.